This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The State Health Department is sending text and email reminders to parents and guardians about the importance of keeping kids up to date on routine childhood vaccines. Since the start of the pandemic, data show a drop in kids getting those vaccines. They'll go to parents and guardians of nearly 8,400 children ages 0 to 4 years whose state immunization records show they're overdue. The list includes diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, influenza, and others. The Aurora Police Department is looking at new ways of targeting violent crime. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Aurora Police decided last month to revamp its special team of officers that will focus on bringing crime rates down. The team is called Direct Action Response Team, or DART. It was first launched 40 years ago, but was shut down in 2016 when the department went through internal changes. Police say the team will use data about high violence areas and specific suspects to focus their efforts. Violent crime in Aurora has spiked significantly recently. Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University has hired Kimberly Miller as its new athletic director. Miller is Black and is the first woman of color hired as an AD in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. She appreciates the historic nature of her hiring, but said her goal is to be there for the school's 700 student athletes.
It's always a privilege and honor. However, I look at it as being the right person for the job.
The 44-year-old North Carolina native holds a PhD in education. She worked as deputy athletic director at a South Dakota university before moving to Grand Junction. This is CPR News at 6:06.